And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Yes, I am your host for the Thursday Roundtable here on KQNA's Talk of the Town. We've got a busy show for you. We're going to talk about three of my favorite subjects. We're going to talk about wine and wildlife and politics. That's all coming up here on KQNA. We've got the Sedona Wine Fest on deck, where we're going to be talking about the big event coming up in Sedona here pretty soon. And then a little bit later on, Congressman Martha McSally joins us here on Talk of the Town as she begins her general election campaign for the United States Senate, and she will be joining us in an interview a little bit later on in the hour. So we're going to be heading out to Cottonwood for our Talk of the Town Cottonwood segment in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that and lots more on a real busy Talk of the Town Roundtable here on your Thursday on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. The Sedona Wine Fest up next, and Martha McSally later.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQNA. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Hoyer's Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, Amco, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. D-backs host the Braves Thursday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQNA.
Take me out to the ball game.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are heading out to Cottonwood for Talk of the Town with Economic Development Director Casey Rooney, and he has a special guest to talk about the Sedona Wine Fest, one of my favorite subjects. So take it away, Casey.
All right, Sanford, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. And I want to welcome our listeners to Talk of the Town. And I'm calling in from Cottonwood, Arizona, where we are going to be, well, I can't say we are, Sedona is having a wine festival. It's the Sedona Wine Festival on September 22nd and 23rd. And a good friend of mine here is with me today is Al Camello. And Al Camello is with Camello Media Services. Al, say hello to our guests.
Well, good afternoon and hello from Sedona. Actually, I'm in Cottonwood today, but I'm representing Sedona and the Sedona Wine Fest.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on the phone today. I've been working with Al for quite a few years, and we've put together, well, Al did all the work. I got to give him credit, put together a very interactive map, but we'll keep that for a different conversation now. I really appreciate that map that you put together where tourists, when they come to the community, they pick up this interactive map, whether they're in Sedona or Prescott or wherever, and it directs them around the area. But it's not your typical map. But we're going to talk about that at another time. So, Al, just want to welcome you to our show today, and we're going to be talking about the Sedona Wine Festival. When is that Sedona Wine Festival?
Well, the 10th annual Sedona Wine Fest will be on September 22nd. That's a Saturday, and September 23rd, a Sunday, from 11 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And it all takes place at Posse Grounds Park, which is Sedona's fairgrounds of sorts. It's a 120-acre park in the heart of the city that has become an event venue for lots of events, including the Wine Fest and the Oktoberfest and a lot of others, the Mountain Bike Festival. So we are using the Wine Fest, the park's soccer field, and we put up a 12,000-square-foot circus tent right in the middle of the field and bring in 20 different wineries from around the state. Most are from the Verde Valley and the Prescott area, but some come as far away from southern Arizona as Wilcox. And we do a wine tasting where people can experience what Arizona wines are all about. This is our 10th year. We started in 2008. Up at Sedona Airport with a small event, a little wine fest that turned out to be a wonderful event that we discovered that that the wine fest actually generated revenue to help pay for the cost of the event. And so each year we've done this year to year, and it's gotten bigger and bigger, and we eventually moved to the city park. And now we attract people from all over the state that wants to come up and celebrate the industry of wines and vineyards in Arizona.
Wow, what a great description. I appreciate that. I do want our listeners, just in case any of them are sitting in front of a computer right now, you can bring up the website, and it's, tell me if I'm right or wrong, Al, but I believe it's SedonaWineFest.com. Pretty easy.
So if our SedonaWineFest.com.
Yeah, so if our listeners want, if they're sitting at a computer and they want to listen and bring up that website, it's a very dynamic visual website, and you can see the tent that Al is talking about on that website. It's got all the details. It's a big deal. I mean, wine to us in the Verde Valley, and I include Sedona in the Verde Valley, is a burgeoning, blooming industry that we're very proud of. And Sedona is doing a wonderful job of pulling this event together and sharing our collective wines of the Verde Valley. Not only Verde Valley, but the industry is all over the state now, right? Right, Al? I mean, there's a couple different regions.
It is.
Can you describe that?
And we have more wineries asking to participate than we actually have room. But as people will see when they go to the website, this giant circus-sized tent is designed to make the event weatherproof so that if it's too hot or rainy or windy, it still works because it's like a giant convention center that we've built in the middle of the city. And we also have a lot of vendors maybe another 20 vendors that are there. Some of them are wine-related. Some are just general vendors. And we really focus on food trucks for a variety of food offerings that people can enjoy along with the wine that they're tasting. And if they like, you know, besides tasting the wine, when you come to the wine fest and you get your ticket, you get a band on your wrist. But keep in mind, if you're not a wine drinker or you're the designated driver, sort of, you don't have to pay anything. There is no entry fee for the wine fest. It's only for the wine tasting. And
I
might as well get around.
What do you do? You buy tickets and...
You buy the tickets online if you want to save money, because they're discounted online at $35 per person, and that's for the wine glass and six wine tasting tickets. And a lot of people will end up buying maybe another half a dozen tasting tickets to go along with it, which we sell on site so that you can continue to taste more than just the six. And in addition to this, if you want, you can buy wine by the glass and sometimes by the bottle and by the case. Though the wineries would love to sell you the wine by the case. Sometimes they even offer specials for the wine fest people attending. And you can buy the tickets online at SedonaWineFest.com. It's an automatic system. And I want to give everybody a hint. If it's possible, come on Sunday. Sunday, there are fewer people from the valley there, and as a consequence, it isn't as crowded. And maybe you should consider even saving more, because we have an online promotion. If you put in the ticketing process online the code Sunday, that will take another $5 off and bring it down to $30 per ticket. That's for Sunday-only tickets. But if you do it on Saturday, it'll be $35. We do have music. We do have a rather famous DJ performing with a variety of music with some great sound system. And on top of that, on Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., we have some jazz performers that have come in from New York and Los Angeles for a jazz festival that night at Soundbites Grill in Sedona. They'll be performing a small set, a preview of what they'll be doing that night. So there's a lot going on both Saturday and Sunday, but on Sunday, we do invite you to take advantage of the special discount. And if you don't mind, I'll tell you about something else that's going on that day. Is that okay, Casey?
Well, Al, give us just a minute. We're going to take a break here. I want to come back. I want to hear about what else is going on. And I'm assuming that you've got hotel rooms in Sedona, too, and there's probably going to be people very interested in, you know, coming up and spending the weekend. So I kind of want to address that here in just a minute. But before we get to that, we got to take a commercial break. So I'm going to pass this over to Sanford Cohen, and we'll be right back with Al Camillo.
All right. Well, if you're thirsting for more about the Sedona Wine Fest, just keep it right where you're at here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. Martha McSally coming up a little bit later on today's Talk of the Town.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Have you ever watched a stick horse barrel race? Do you remember building and naming your own stick horse when you were a kid? Well, Olson's Arizona Equifest will help you remember the good old days. That's right. All you have to do is show up at Olson's Arizona Equifest Saturday, September 15th at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds and get in on the fun. Stick horse races, Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, antique tractors on display, and much, much more. See daring trick rider Brandy Phillips perform and local law enforcement show off the prowess of their canine officers, which, by the way, are fed free by Olson's. Need your dog's nails trimmed? Al's Lucky Dog is doing free nail trimming from 10 till noon. Yes, I said free. As a matter of fact, the whole event is free thanks to our sponsors. Free admission and parking. You just come in and enjoy the over 40 vendor booths, shopping, and food. Oh, I forgot to mention, it is Equifest, so there'll be lots of beautiful horses there, too. You might even stay late for the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale. Olson's Arizona Equifest is a can't-miss family event. Good enough just isn't.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back to Cottonwood with Casey Rooney and the Sedona Wine Fest.
Okay. Thank you, Sanford. And again, for our listeners, if anybody that joined us late, I'm talking to Al Camello from Camello Media Services today. And we are talking about the Wine Festival, Sedona Wine Festival, coming up. You can get in and check that out on SedonaWineFest.com if you'd like. And Al Camello is one of the organizers of this event. And this event's been going on for 10 years, right, Al?
This is number 10 we started. And I'd like to let the Verde Valley folks know where we got the idea was going to Camp Verde to the Wine and Pecan Festival back in 2008. And that was the kernel of the idea to create the Sedona Wine Fest.
Awesome. So when people are looking at the website or however they're going to find out about this through us or the website, and let's say they're thinking about coming up, it's on Saturday and Sunday on September 22nd and 23rd. Let's say that they're getting excited about this and they're really into wine and arts and that sort of thing. They decide they want to come up, but they want to stay, and they don't want to drive back and forth to Phoenix. What do you recommend? How are you handling the crowd that's going to be coming in?
Well, of course, we do expect a lot of people to be staying overnight, Friday night and Saturday night, and so you know, there's over 3,000 hotel rooms in Sedona that are open and ready to be booked, but there are some hotels that are actually quite close to the Posse Ground Park, one of them being the Best Western there on 89A, as well as the Hampton Inn, and they both have shuttles to take people to and from. But we are working with Orchards, the hotel called The Orchards, that's going to be offering a special package, which will be on our website, which will include a free breakfast that is a way to encourage people to book there. But something else, if you go to the website, you'll see that we have made special arrangements with Lyft. Lyft is that sort of taxi kind of system like Uber. And there's some special discounts that, where you have some codes that you can put into the Lyft app, and they'll pick you up and from your hotel and take you to the event and then back to your hotel. They will be bringing a whole bunch of Lyft drivers down from Flagstaff because there really aren't very many in Sedona to help accommodate the crowds. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
no,
great.
No. In Lyft, actually, Lyft Corporate approached us. We didn't approach them. So, that's that. And remember, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening on Sunday, by itself. And that is, later on in October is the Sedona Plain Air Festival put on by the Sedona Art Center, which is the sort of the heart and soul of the Sedona art community. And we have a dozen artists that from 12 to 2 on Sunday only, they will be doing a paint-out competition where they have 2 hours to create a masterpiece, and at the end it'll be judged, and then all the art will be for sale. But it'll be a lot of fun to see what kind of images they choose to paint, whether it be the red rocks off in the distance or maybe somebody eating a taco. So it'll be fun to see what they come up with. And this is a way of us encouraging people to come on Sunday because that's when we have the most room to accommodate wine drinkers as well as people that enjoy the lineup. By the way, there is a music connection at 1 p.m. that day with the performers, the jazz artists from Los Angeles and New York that will be there at the Soundbites Grill that night. They will be performing at 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And if you go to the website, you can read all about what's going on that event. There's also an opening night party on Friday night at Soundbites Grill, and you can learn about it on the website, SedonaWineFest.com.
So, Al, what kind of a crowd are you expecting? I want our listeners to be prepared for what they're going to be involved in. I mean, are there enough hotel rooms to go around?
There's plenty of hotel rooms. You know, tourist season's kicking in by the dates, 22nd, 23rd, but the truth is, we expect Saturday from around noon to 3 p.m. to be extremely busy. I mean, we have advanced sales are going very, very well, and that's, again, why I encourage people to come later on in the day on Saturday or come on Sunday, especially if you live in Flagstaff or Prescott. You can come on down, and, you know, it's another 45-minute hour drive to get back home, and we would love to see Sunday be a busy day as well as Saturday.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, first of all, this is going to be an awesome event. I know it will, because you always do a great job in Sedona with your events. But yeah, I also want our listeners to know that you're coming up to the Verde Valley. You know, it's one of the most beautiful places on earth as far as I'm concerned, and Sedona for sure is the most beautiful place on earth. But, you know, there's other areas in the Verde Valley that if you run out of things to do, which I doubt is going to happen in Sedona because there's so much beauty in that area. But, you know, look around the whole Verde Valley because there's so much to do. And I don't want anybody to ever leave here and say, oh, I was bored. That's not going to happen.
And you're right.
If you're into wine and art, you're going to love it. Go ahead.
The Verde Valley is wine central for Arizona. Whether it be the wineries or the tasting rooms in Old Town, there is something for everybody to embrace the wine industry. And then after you're done, there's many restaurants and there's many national monuments and state parks. It's a wonderful place to call home for a few days when you stay in a hotel or a timeshare. And I'm very, very much all part of this Verde Valley story. To me, it's really the secret of what makes Central Arizona so wonderful.
Well, you know, it is one of the most beautiful places on earth, and you know, I am so blessed, and you are too, to be living around here. And you know, I live in Prescott Valley, and I come over here every day, and I've been doing it for 12 years. So there's something about this area that draws people in, and we want to share this with our friends. If you're coming in from Prescott or Flagstaff or Phoenix, come to the Verde Valley. Check it out. Check out this the Plein Air Festival that Al's talking about, and the Sedona Wine Fest. There's a lot to do.
There's even an Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. September 22nd.
Yeah, there's an Oktoberfest later on, and so, heck, you know, come on in and enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just want to thank you, Al Camello from Camello Media Services, for joining me today. We're going to have to call it quits with this interview, but I hope our listeners enjoyed the conversation, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Casey Rooney and Al Camello from the Sedona Wine Fest. We're going to take a break for some news. And when we come back, Larry Voiles joins us from Wildlife for Tomorrow. They have a big banquet coming up here pretty soon. Larry, a longtime director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department, and he'll be joining us. And a little bit later on, Martha McSally from the Campaign Trail talking to us here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hiking at Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Great Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they
love a bunch of stuff in the background, but it'll all go away.
Smoker, just you may
hang
want to think about screening for lung
minutes.
Cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery announced today a successful conclusion to a nearly four-month campaign to remind people not to leave a child or pet behind in a parked car during the summer months.
We went through that entire campaign, and we did not have one fatality of either a child or a pet due to vehicular heat stroke. That was our goal at the outset, to get back to where we were.
In 2017, there were two fatalities in Maricopa County. There have been 39 children who have died in hot vehicles this year across the country. The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll discuss improvements to two parks.
According to Parks and Recreation Director Brian Witte, included in the fiscal year 2019 budget is playground equipment for George Anderson Park on Superstition Drive. Last month, staff presented 8 cooperative purchase quotes to the Parks and Recreation Commission. The commission has recommended a nearly $99,000 option from Play It Safe Playgrounds. The Prescott Valley Town Council will also discuss the crack seal, seal coat, and restriping of the parking lots of Mountain Valley Park. A state procurement process will be used for this nearly $20,000 project. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny, warm, and dry conditions all through your KQ&A weather weekend. Cooling late tonight with mostly clear skies to around 60. Highs tomorrow through Sunday in the upper 80s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to the low 60s after bedtime. Sunny highs all weekend in the mid to upper 90s. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Does your insurance company really know you?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we treat you like family, even though we are not capable of understanding human emotion. We are skilled in gathering customers' age range, gender, and zip code. Let our algorithm take care of your lifetime of needs.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we treat people like people. Together, we work through what you need and create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Your world is created by what you focus on, and it's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect contact lenses that fit your active lifestyle. Right now, when you buy 4 boxes of contact lenses, you will receive a free pair of eyeglasses, and you can even use your vision insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live from the group Wildlife for Tomorrow is Larry Voiles. Larry is just finished, what, Larry, how many years were you with the Game and Fish Department?
43 years.
And last few years as the director of Game and Fish, and that's where Larry and I got to know each other from my being on the landowner lessee sportsman's relations committee. And I got a long way to go to get to 43 years, Larry, but I've spent 17 on that committee. And in leaving the department, you decided to make your next career move going with the group Wildlife for Tomorrow. Talk about what the purpose of Wildlife for Tomorrow is about.
Okay, Wildlife for Tomorrow is a non-profit, non-governmental organization. It's a philanthropic organization that's intended to support the conservation mission of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but Arizona Game and Fish, unlike most state and federal agencies, receives no general tax fund money, and therefore they have to operate off of sales of hunting and fishing licenses and some special taxes on hunting and fishing equipment, but no general income tax revenues. Wildlife for Tomorrow helps raise philanthropic donations to help further the conservation mission beyond what could be done with those financial resources alone, and support the agency's conservation efforts in that manner.
Well, I can tell you that that is probably one of the things that I learned from being on the Landowner Relations Committee, because I'm not a hunter. I have friends that hunt, and I'm proud of them, and I have firearms. I just have never hunted. But the conservation portion of hunting, I think, is the mission that really gets overlooked, that if hunting were to be banned and not allowed on our lands, that would actually be detrimental not only to the environment but to the animals themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. We conducted a study, if you will, polling all 50 state wildlife agencies to find out just how significant their contributions to conservation are. And all 50 states together, expenditures on conservation amounts to about a little over about $5.3 billion. Now, if you look at, for instance, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's financial foundations, which come from the federal treasury, amounts to about $1.7 billion. So you can see that if you take the financial contributions of hunters and anglers out of the conservation picture, the vast majority of funding to perform conservation and protect our nation's wildlife disappears. It's a real critical element.
Well, and that would not be good for anyone. Now, Wildlife for Tomorrow, one of the things they do is they sponsor a Hall of Fame banquet. And I just happened to notice the name of Larry Voiles on a list of previous honorees. So you are familiar with this organization now, having come to work with it. Talk about the Hall of Fame and the upcoming banquet and what the significance of that event is.
Well, we just completed the banquet this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a little behind on that, but we hold it annually in late August.
So we just missed it.
We
missed the banquet.
but it recognizes people who have spent their lifetime invested in the conservation of Arizona's wildlife, and it recognizes people from the hunter-angler community, from the conservation community. It recognizes people from the media, all walks of life, really. The ranching community, you know, a lot of people don't realize the amount of conservation that gets done by farmers and ranchers across the nation. Wildlife for Tomorrow tries to look for those exemplary individuals that have spent a lifetime of commitment in whatever their field of endeavor is, and recognize them. And I was blessed to be recognized by Wildlife for Tomorrow. But, you know, I was in a career in wildlife conservation, and a lot of these people are spending their own personal resources and going the extra mile in careers other than conservation. And you know, I think those are the real unsung heroes. And we try to find those unsung heroes and kind of give them some recognition.
Well, amen in terms of the job that ranchers and farmers do, not only in conservation, but also in allowing access to their lands for recreation. The cooperative programs that the Arizona Game and Fish Department have created are really a great opportunity for recreationists to be able to get out and enjoy our public lands. They just need to do so responsibly. And I know under your leadership with the Game and Fish Department, that was something that was a very high priority. And again, also a learning experience for me. So for people who want to know more about Wildlife for Tomorrow and to get involved in your mission, where might they get more information about the organization?
I think the easiest way is simply Google up Arizona Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation, and that'll take you right straight into our website. And that website identifies all of our activities and how people can help and participate in the efforts of the Arizona Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation. Rather than trying to remember a URL, I think the easiest is just simply Google Arizona Wildlife for Tomorrow Foundation.
Well, I know we got to celebrate the banquet you know, a little bit belatedly, but nonetheless, it is a fine organization, and having someone with your experience at the helm really does help a lot, and we're looking forward to hearing more about it in the year to come. Now, we're going to make a date, Larry, and I'm going to get you back on next year before August so we can talk about the chamber banquet ahead of time. Does that sound all right to you?
You bet. And, you know, there's another event that we sponsor.
Yes.
That is coming up in November 30th and December 1st. We have our Arizona Celebrity Wing Shoot, which involves a sporting plays fun shotgun shoot out at the Ben Avery Range on the 30th. We have a banquet that will be held at Hangar 1, Scottsdale Air Park, that evening. And for those that are interested in participating in a in an actual wing shoot, there will be some dove hunting that takes place on the 1st of December in the morning. And the Arizona Celebrity Wing Shoot also has a website, and Google up Arizona Celebrity Wing Shoot, and you can see how you can sign up to participate in any of those events.
Well, now that's...
We'd love to see people.
That really sounds like fun. Larry Voyles, Wildlife for Tomorrow. Larry, thanks for joining us here on Talk of the Town.
Thank you so much, Sanford.
You bet.
And thank you for your service to the department for all these years.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you. Larry Voyles from Wildlife for Tomorrow, and looks like we're going to get the McSally interview in, so stick around. It's Congresswoman Martha McSally next on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And so joining me now on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, we'd like to welcome back Congresswoman Martha McSally, having just completed a successful run in the Republican primary here in Arizona, now getting ready for the general election. And Congresswoman McSally, welcome back to KQ&A.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So first things first, the replacement for the late Senator John McCain, someone whom you're very familiar with, Senator John Kyle. Talk a little bit about your experience with John Kyle.
Well, I think Senator John Kyle is an incredible pick. I'm so grateful he's willing to step up and serve our state and our country again after 18 years in the Senate. I worked for Senator Kyle when I was a major in the Air Force. I competed and was selected for this legislative fellowship. I could have worked for any of the 535 members of Congress or the Senate, and I was selected by him, and I picked him, and I got to be on his national security team for a year while on active duty, and I just, he's been a mentor, he's been an inspiration to me, in a lot of ways I jokingly say I blame him for me stepping up to serve and run for the House myself, because he was such a good example of a conservative fighter and leader who is highly respected as a workhorse, and really made a difference for our state and our country. So, outstanding pick. Again, he has certainly spent his years of service, and the fact that he was willing to step up and serve again at this very crucial time for us, just shows the character of the man and the commitment that he has to our country. So he's been serving as a mentor for me in my Senate campaign, and I look forward to serving with him when I get over there in the Senate.
The general election, now that you're facing your opponent on the Democrat side, is Kyrsten Sinema. And there have been a lot of advertising regarding Representative Sinema's affiliation with protest movements and, you know, your, you know, career military person. That would tend to make the two of you kind of diametrically opposed to each other, and that kind of makes clear choice depending upon what your, you know, where your priorities are.
Yeah. Yes, no, absolutely. Look, there is a very clear contrast here. I served 26 years in uniform, put my life on the line for our country, deployed 6 times to the Middle East and Afghanistan, commanded men and women in combat, flew the A-10 Warthog. I have 325 combat hours. I have been serving our country and sacrificing in uniform and support our troops and our military. She, on the other hand, while we were deployed, was protesting our troops many times, not just once. But the one image you see is in a pink tutu. She's been associated as a leader and a radical left activist, anti-military, anti-veteran, massive cuts to our military. She advocated to shut down Luke Air Force Base. The Phoenix VA, since she's been in Congress, was in her district, and she was asleep at the switch while our veterans were dying, and a scandal was broken by the military. And she is extremely left and out of touch with our state, which is very patriotic, very pro-military, very pro-veteran. But she's trying to fool people because she knows it's a weakness, and she's a career politician. But the contrast is clear. You want a protester or you want a patriot? Do you want someone in a pink tutu protesting our troops, or do you want someone in a flight suit defending our freedoms? Not that I'll be wearing a flight suit in Congress, but you know, I mean, in the Senate, but you understand the point. It's a strong contrast, and I know this state cares about our military, and that's why we're engaging and making sure people know what the real record is, as opposed to what she's trying to cover up.
The one thing that I noted about Representative Sinema's primary campaign is that in her advertising, she never identified herself as a Democrat, either in anything she said on camera or any of, you know, the fine print or the captions or things like that.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you think there's a reason to be worried about one being tabbed as a Democrat, if the brand has somehow been damaged in the minds of the voters.
Well, it sure is. Look, they're electing overt socialists. Sinema herself called herself a proud Prada socialist. She ran Ralph Nader's Green Party campaign, was a Green Party activist. She believes in this stuff, and her party, which wants government takeover of health care and open borders, abolish ICE, these dangerous policies are what her party is associated with. And she knows that that's out of step with Arizona. I call her Hollywood Sinema, Sinema with a C, Sinema with an S is how she spells her name, because it's a production. It's a extreme makeover, because she's ambitious and a career politician. She's trying to fool people that she needs their energy right now at the polls, but she's not associating herself, or she's trying not to, her past or her party, and their extreme nature right now, and the things that are out of step and dangerous for Arizona. So I hope in the next 61 days, people start voting in about 33 days, people will wake up, they will take a look at her record, they will take a look at, her leadership as a radical left activist, her anti-military stances, and even since she's been in Congress, she has, when it really matters, she's voted with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, every time it really matters, against cutting your taxes or rolling back regulations or securing the border. She voted to cut ICE. Like, she is lined up with them in her heart, and she will vote with them every time it matters in the Senate, and we need people to wake up and see the truth.
I think what's really incredible, Congresswoman McSally, is that people can't, or at least they're willing to refute the evidence that's right in front of them. I mean, look at all the great economic numbers that are going on, and those things are happening right here in Arizona. Why wouldn't people want to continue policies that are spurring such notable growth in our economy?
Well, and that's exactly it. Look, working with President Trump, we now have our economy in afterburner. We've got, economic growth happening. Wages are going up. Job opportunities are there. Small businesses are growing, hiring more people, buying more equipment. We're seeing an optimism like we haven't seen before, even in, young people unemployment or African-American, Hispanic, women, veteran, all of these numbers are giving people more opportunity because conservative policies work. And the person who wants to be your next senator on the other side of the aisle voted against tax cuts, voted against rolling back regulations. And if they're put in charge, they're going to turn this around. And I think most people who are working hard to provide for their families, they when they do go to the ballot box, they're going to think about, hey, do I feel more optimistic? Am I better off than I was a couple years ago? Is this the direction I want to keep going in? And we hope that that answer is yes, because it's these policies that we've put into action that I voted for, that my opponent voted against, working with President Trump, I voted for in order to make these things happen. And that's what matters in people's lives, and it's providing more opportunities for everybody.
Well, on the international front, Arizona is forming some strategic alliances with the state of Israel through the Arizona-Israel Technology Alliance. Prescott was recently named as the U.S. headquarters for a new electronic airplane called Eviation. It would seem to me that one of the most blatant divisions between Democrats and Republicans is that Republicans are proving to be pro-Israel, and the Democrats seem to be staunchly anti-Israel.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a strong supporter of Israel. I've deployed to the Middle East and Afghanistan 6 times. I've been over to Israel twice, once before I was in Congress, once in Congress. I strongly support us, the President Trump moving our embassy to Jerusalem, strongly supported moving out of the crappy Iranian deal that the Obama administration negotiated. And this is a stark contrast with the Democrats and Republicans, and also with my opponent. Again, she's tried to reinvent herself, but she was an activist, like organizing and creating groups against us working with Israel to support their military and their ability to defend themselves, against the way they carry themselves in order to make sure they keep their people safe. This is where she comes from, and this contrast is really clear. This partnership is very strategic for us. We do have a very strong, not just in the business community and cooperating with them and the innovations that they have, but also within the Jewish community and the pro-Israel community, the evangelical community. People care about Israel as the only and strong democracy in the Middle East and a very strong partner of ours. And I've been staunchly advocating to continue to support them and, you know, and partner with them. And my opponent has a very weak and dangerous record on this.
Well, it would seem to me, Congresswoman McSally, that a lot of pundits are referring to Arizona and for your race in particular as a ground zero in terms of how the Republicans are going to do in the election. Do you see your election as really being that much of a bellwether, or is this something that you think is more hype, or how important really is it, you think, to make sure that voters turn out in the general election in November?
Well, this election is extremely important, and I am the firewall to make sure that Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are not in charge in the Senate. Now, structurally, we have the opportunity to pick up some seats with Republicans to actually gain in our majority, but if there is any chance for them to flip the majority, it goes through Nevada and Arizona. We're a 51-49 majority right now, and that's why I am the last woman standing between the dangerous policies of the other side. And so we've already seen $3 million of attack ads come in against me in the primary, trying to take me out in the primary because the Democrats, from the Democrat side, because they knew that this was such an important race. And so we've got to fight back. The enthusiasm and the anger and the fear is certainly on the left. We need Republicans to wake up, get engaged, get involved in these campaigns, you know, support, volunteer, donate, host something, get people to the polls, because there's so much at stake for our future. These Senate hearings we're seeing on Brett Kavanaugh hopefully remind people also that the Senate doesn't just do legislation. We confirm judges, Supreme Court judges, appellate court judges, and these people will be making decisions impacting our freedoms and our way of life for 40 years in the future, long after President Trump is done with his second term and I'm no longer in the Senate. These are generational impacts, and we've got to make sure that we hold and grow the Senate majority because so much is at stake. So Arizona is ground zero. We've got to get energized, make sure Republicans vote. We got to win over enough independents. But don't be fooled by, you know, the reinvented cinema on the left. She is out of touch with Arizona values, and we need people to wake up to the stakes here.
So how many waking hours are you putting into this campaign right now? Because I would imagine it's an all-out sprint to the finish right now.
It is. We have 61 days till Election Day. People are voting by mail in 33 days. Early voting starts. I'm giving it everything I got. I'm in D.C. right now. I do have a day job, but I am back and forth to Arizona. As soon as we're done here, I get back to the state. And I can't do it by myself is really the main issue. I'm tirelessly getting out around the state, making sure that our message is getting out, engaging with voters, trying to build our enthusiasm. But we need volunteers and supporters. You never fly in combat by yourself. This is a consequential election. About 2 million people are going to vote. So we do need your support. If you want to help, get to McSally4Senate.com. And please sign up to help us out, donate, volunteer, whatever it is, because I can't, in all the waking hours, I look at it like, hey, this is just a short deployment right now, right? I can give it all for 61 days, but I can't do it all by myself. I need a strong team to make us ensure that we prevail.
Congresswoman Martha McSally, we appreciate you joining us here on Talk of the Town, and we will look forward to speaking with you again soon from the campaign trail.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for the good wishes on the puppy, too.
Oh, thanks, Sanford. Yeah, I definitely. Diva will my prayers, for sure.
Thanks a lot. All right, Congresswoman Martha McSally joining us here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be back with more here on Talk of the Town for your Thursday right after this.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Rebographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Rebographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, did I tell you it was going to be a busy show? It certainly was. And thanks a lot for tuning in for our Thursday roundtable. First, a big thank you to Casey Rooney and Al Camello for a great interview on the Sedona Wine Fest that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. And also thanks to Larry Voiles, former director of the Arizona Game and Fish Department and now the head of Wildlife for Tomorrow, for joining us here. And finally, for Congresswoman Martha McSally for getting us an update from the campaign trail here on this edition of Talk of the Town. Also want to remind folks that coming up, we've got Let's Talk Sports for you tomorrow at 4, and the Diamondbacks are kicking off a 4-game series with the Atlanta Braves, so Mike and the doctor will both have lots of good stuff for you to get you ready for a weekend of baseball, which, by the way, starts tonight here at 6 o'clock on KQ&A. So coming up, right after Fox News at the top of the hour, we will have Mark Levin will be joining us for an hour from 5 till 6, and then we'll start our Diamondbacks broadcast against the Atlanta Braves live from Chase Field starting at 6 o'clock. And if you want to keep listening to Mark Levin, just go to our website at kqna.com starting at 6 o'clock, and you can hear the rest of the Mark Levin show right here at kqna.com. For everybody here, I'm Sanford Cohen. Hope you have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane.